Illinois State University is removing the name of Martin Van Buren, Henry Clay, Thomas Jefferson, and others who served as early secretaries of state in the U.S. from floors in Watterson Towers. That's the university's largest residence hall. Illinois State University President Larry Dietz says the change flows from the National Dialogue on Race that revived as part of the response to the police killing of George Floyd.
First of all, it's the right thing to do. They've been on there for a while. We have not had this issue before, but we have this motto at the university of gladly we learn and teach. And my, approach to this is that we have learned that as students have brought this to our attention and housing folks have been working on this, and then we had some alums who were former resident assistants themselves. So, we did some research and found out that indeed a high percentage of those did, and we learned more. And so,
8 out of the 10 are involved with slavery, but they're also founding fathers. How do you place that in context?
Yeah, I think the historical context, the history is being a bit relearned right now, I would say. And I don't know if it's being erased. I understand that some people might consider that, but I think that as we learn more about some of the past leaders, that we need to put it in the context of what's going on currently. And I think, the recommendations came forth that we remove the names given their involvement with slavery. And I just think it's the right thing to do. And I think the recommendations were appropriate. We referred it on to the naming committee that came back upholding the recommendations that had come forward and said the name should be removed. And so that's what we're planning to do.
What should replace the names? How should they be renamed?
I think that's going to be open for discussion. What we have to do, in my estimation, more quickly before school starts again, is to remove the names and replace them with some kind of direction finders, if nothing else, for emergency personnel. And, that may very well happen until we've had more meaningful discussions about what should be a better solution to all of that.
Prominent Yale historian, World War I historian Jay Winter, who visited ISU about 5 years ago, said this is going to continue to be an issue as long as a society celebrates martial and military and masculine kinds of figures. How should we avoid that as a culture, do you think?
I think that trying to be as aware as we can be around the context of history at the time as to why the economy was based a good deal of it upon the slave trade. But we're an evolving society, and we're a relatively young society. We don't think of that very often, but we're hardly an adolescent in the whole world culture. We've had centuries of going through growing pains, and we're going through more right now. So, the best thing we can do is learn from our history, but also look to the future and be a lot more sensitive to the context that we're all living in now. And who knows, 40 years from now, people may look back and say, well, they missed this. They should have taken a little different tact on something else. But I think these symbols and are very important. Language is very important. And so I think this is coming more true today than perhaps it's been in a long time. And again, I think once you find out that there's something that needs to be fixed, that we try to do our best to correct it and move on with a heightened sense of sensitivity.
Illinois State University President Larry Dietz also says the great thing about American society is it continues to learn and become enlightened. It's common for people to resist renaming moves or the removal of statues for reasons of race by saying they have an emotional investment in those symbols of history that dates from an early part of their education. Such changes mess with their understanding of the nation and its image. They tend to argue, yes, there were problems, but removing names and statues is not what society should do. Doris Houston is ISU's interim assistant to the president for diversity and inclusion. She responds to that line of thought.
I don't know that it would be considered erasing history, but really revisiting history. The history that all of us have been exposed to has really been a history that has been the point of view, essentially, of white male leaders. It's not a full history that represents the full contributions of women, of individuals from diverse sexual orientations, individuals of color. That history, for many years, quite frankly, has been erased. So this really is an opportunity for us to look within ourselves, if you will, as a nation, to revisit that history and come to terms with not only the bad parts of the history, but the history that we've ignored, the history and the contributions that we have not adequately shown the light on. So each of the individuals who were previously named as those outstanding individuals from that are named in Watterson, we do have to remind ourselves that they were in those positions because of many times the work, the unpaid work, the free land that was secured by others.
Doris Houston says students and national movements both push society to reconsider history to more accurately reflect the origins of the nation. The naming committee at Illinois State University will take up how to rename the floors and houses within Watterson Towers.